This is the time of year that a lot of people have maybe probably already broken their New Year's resolutions by now. I know for me, if you make New Year's resolutions, I usually break them within hours of making them. But we thought it'd be interesting to talk to Rico Rakowski. He has written a book called Just Two Choices. It's that simple. And he talks about the fact that everything is just as easy as boiling everything down to a couple of choices. And he joins us on the line this morning. Rico, how are you doing?
Doing great, sir. How about yourself?
I'm great. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. And to yourself, too. I think 2014 is going to be, I choose for 2014 to be a fabulous year.
Now, let's talk about that. The name of the book is Just Two Choices. And you're saying that everything really is just as simple as making a choice between two things, and that life is kind of a constant cycle of choice after choice after choice.
Absolutely, Greg. It's a seamless sequence. It's just one after another. It's like this conversation we're having right now. You know, it's all digitized, right? The just two choices of every computer in the world are what? The numbers 0 and 1. They're just sequenced together in a different way to give you your audio, your video, your color. It's all just zeros and ones, and your life is just two choices. You know, the mind has to come to a conclusion of one thing or another. No matter what's out in front of it, it has to come to a definitive conclusion. So I believe in incremental choice, meaning if you're going to go ahead and lose weight and that's your resolution for this year, then choice number one is to drink more water. And choice number two is obviously, since they're mutually exclusive, while you're drinking a lot more water, you can't be drinking a lot more soda, for example, you see? And so incrementally, step by step, choice by choice, like you alluded to in the beginning, you just add that together and that becomes your life. And that's actually what your life is.
How did you come to the conclusion of just kind of taking, really what you're talking about is just taking each moment, boiling it down to an essential choice? For instance, as we're talking about weight loss, do I eat this or not eat this? I mean, how did you boil it down to this?
Well, the way it came, I write books for kids on the side. I started off writing books for kids about 20 years ago and working with elementary school kids in addition to my flying. I've been through Sioux Falls many times flying. I flew in the Guard, flew F-16s for them, and I've been through there quite a few times. Then I'm flying for the airlines. And so my point being that in between my flying, I work with kids. And I had a formula called, and I still do have a formula in a book called Dreams Plus Action Equals Reality. And I kept saying to the elementary school kids all the time, you know, every action you take is going to either, it's just two choices. It's going to take you either close to what you want or it's going to take you further away from what you want. So make your choice number one, a choice that's going to take you close to what you want. And after all those years of staying at the elementary school kids, they went, well, I think this idea would work well for adults. I know it would work well for me. So I started to experiment with it, and that's how it evolved.
One of the things that you say is that happiness is a choice. It's not actually, it's not a thing. I think it's something that a lot of us maybe wait for, but you say it's a choice. Elaborate on that a little bit, will you?
Well, you know, real quickly, you know, if you'll notice in our language, Greg, we skip the word choice. We say, you know, I intend to. I don't feel motivated today, or I'm procrastinating. But actually, if we were to throw the word choice in there, it'd bring ownership to the whole situation. So, if we just changed our language to say, I choose to procrastinate. You know, I'm choosing to eat this particular food. If we threw the word choice in there, it would take ownership to it. And so the point that I'm making is that we can bring about independence within our lives just by raising our awareness to how much choice, you know, we actually have. It's right here in front of us. It's always been here in front of us. Our cells are making a choice. Think about this. Just two choices are everywhere. A stop sign's just two choices, right? Every time you go to a stop sign, you either stop or you roll through it, right?
Right.
Sports are all just two choices. You're either in bounds or out of bounds. There's no half points for the basketball that goes halfway through the hoop and spins its way out again. You know, everything is just two choices, and life is that way. And so once you start to look for just two choices everywhere, including at the grocery store, somebody comes up to you and says, hey, are you standing in line? And you say, yes or no. And if you say maybe, they'll say, well, can you tell me what's your choice, to be in line or not be in line?
Right.
Once you start to see that everywhere, then you start to say, well, wow, I have two choices here. I can drink, I'm only using this as an example, I can start to drink more water, and it's mutually exclusive. You know, you can't put both water and a whole bunch of soda down your throat at the same time. You're going to do one or the other, right? And so you just start to add these little things together in life and start to expand on it. But any of us, including myself, I use that phrase, those three words, I choose to start my sentences off sometimes because I'm having a challenging situation. And I'm going, oh, yeah, that's right. This is a choice. It's not something external forcing me to make a particular choice of action. You know, it's me choosing to do it, not somebody else. 14, hopefully that clarifies it.
14 minutes past 8. Rico Rakowski is our guest this morning. He's written a book called Just Two Choices. It's that simple. How do I put what you're talking about, which is great advice, how do you suggest people put that into practical use in their life on an ongoing basis?
On an ongoing basis, I would say just practice. Even if you just do it once today, just one time today, say, I choose to. Just start a sentence with, I choose to, and then start to see where that goes. Let's just use weight loss for today. And you make a choice about what you're going to eat today. You're going, oh, yeah, I made this New Year's resolution to lose, you know, 10 pounds or whichever. So go ahead and just say, I choose to, and, you know, I choose to eat these chicken wings. You know, oh, that's right, I got chicken wings today. Okay, how about I choose to eat a chicken salad, you know? I think the quickest way to do this, Greg, and I sent this along, you might see this choice tracker chart. People download
and give the website address because it really is neat. I mean, you boil everything down to just it's as simple as saying you can create a new habit, keep creating your old habit. Those are that's correct. The choice that things are just kind of that simple. You got a number of these.
Yes, and what's my favorite one, which is up at the top of the list there, is that tell your new story. It's a new year. Keep telling your new story and talk about the weight that you want to be. If you want to be 178 and you're 10, 20, 30 pounds higher than that, then just say, I love my new weight of 178, because the more you tell your old story of, oh, I'm not at 178 yet, you've just kind of invested your just two choices moment to keep telling your old story. So why are you surprised that you're still getting what you've always been getting in terms of what you don't want? You have to focus on what you do want. And so that's why I always make choice number one to focus on what you want. So I would tell people either start a sentence with I choose to, or tell them to say, I'm telling my new story. You know, my new story in this relationship is I'm going to be more appreciative of my partner. My new story in my weight loss is that I enjoy drinking more water. My new story about my wealth and my abundance is I'm looking for the right kind of investments to make instead of focusing on what I've lost. My new story in career is, and focus on what it is you do want in those things, and it's mutually exclusive, because when you focus on what you want, what you don't want, you can't focus on. And so you can only bring that into your experience. And it takes practice, just like sports.
Well, and I appreciate what you're saying, because you're talking about goal setting, identifying what things it is you want. That's what, you know, several of these choices are on your chart are around that theme. You know, tell it how you want it to be. Keep telling it like it is. That's the choice. And again, here's happiness again. That's a recurring theme, it seems like, in your book about be happy, be less than happy.
You know, well, people, you know, if you're waiting around for the yacht, you're waiting around for the big house, you're waiting around for the right person, and you continue to say, I'm choosing to wait around until that comes my way, well, then look where you've invested your choice. Invest your choice instead of saying, I'm waiting around until the yacht comes in until I can be happy. Say, I choose to be happy now. I mean, like right now, I just choose to be happy. Imagine that, being happy for no reason. You know, people might say, well, who is Rico Rakowski? We don't know who he is. He has this just two choices idea. Maybe this puts it in perspective. Einstein says that as long as you continue to do the same, insanity is continuing to do the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result. That's Einstein saying that. So as long as you continue to tell your old story, it's insanity, because you're expecting to have a new result from telling your old story about how you're 20, 30 pounds overweight. I mean, you got to tell that new story. That's why that tell the new story one is the number one item at the top of that sheet of 12 items.
Rico Rakowski has been our guest, and again, his book is called Just Two Choices. It's that simple. For people who want the book, and you mentioned your website as well, Rico, how can they find you?
Oh, very kind. Thank you. It's www.justtwo2choices.com, and you'll be able to download this choice tracker sheet for free. Just carry it with you, put it in your pocket, and start walking around. And when you think about rolling through a stop sign, remember, you have two choices. Either stop or roll through it. And life is just two choices. It's everywhere.
Well, listen, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
You bet. Take care. Rico Rakowski. And again, the name of the book is Just Two Choices. It's that simple.